We're back on News Radio KMAN in Focus, continuing here for about another 6 minutes, and we're talking with the Pyro Crew and Kara Hawley from the Wamego Chamber of Commerce, and getting ready for Boomtown this weekend, the 4th of July celebration. Freedom Still Rings is the theme this year. And Chris, let's talk about some statistics here that people might not be aware of with this show.
Well, one of the interesting elements is we shoot this show across a discharge site that covers roughly 5 acres of area. That's 4 ball diamonds. So that's the basis for a very unique opportunity to make art in the sky, if you will. But this year we have 6 tons or 12,000 pounds of fireworks that will be going up. That's shot across 81 electronic firing positions spread across that 5-acre site. And that lets us do a show that's in 4 dimensions. So you have your length, width, height, and then that gives us depth. So that makes this, again, a pretty unique viewing experience from any spot around the complex, 360 degrees. This year we had, in terms of show development and coding, we had 3,898 electronic events, initiate events on the site. That ends up translating by thousands because some of those are going across multiple sites, multiple locations. But point being, it's a really big show. And again, 30 minutes. And yeah, we're just blessed to have the team that comes together to make this happen because it is a lot of hours. As Neil said, if we knew the amount of hours people put in, from all areas, not just the shooting crew, but then to the assistant team that sets the show that morning, starting at 5:30 in the morning on the 4th, we're out there working under the lights, to the teams that fundraise for the show, the teams that help with parking and visitor experience, to the Chamber of Commerce and all of the citizen volunteers that make all of these things happen. I just think it's amazing. In Wamego, Kansas, this is a 100% volunteer-produced event, and it's a piece of the culture that runs deep, and something that I really treasure about this region is the way people step up and contribute.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting, and, you know, I can't imagine the math that must go into this. If there's a little kid listening at home, hates math, and don't know why they need to use math in it, maybe you could kind of educate them why, you know, how that comes into play here.
Neil can talk about practical math and geometry as it relates to fireworks.
Well, right. So we do a lot of our shots or crossing shots and or, you know, just our telemetry towards the fence and make sure we're not getting shells that are shot out of our shoot site. And so, well, our Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a perfect example. So our shells will climb at about 70 feet an inch as far as the diameter of a shell. So, you know, on a 3-inch shell, it's actually a little more than that, I guess. But we're about 300 feet on the total travel. And then if I want them to cross and I'm setting them, you know, 400 feet apart, what angle do I need them to shoot at so that at their apex they're crossing? And those are actual equations we do when we're setting all this stuff up, trying to make sure we can get it to look right in the sky. And I have had people say, well, it doesn't really look like a rainbow. Well, if you can find me fireworks that bend in the air, I'd take them. But until then, we're going to end up with a rainbow-looking triangle. And so that's the best we can do. But, yeah, no, we do an awful lot of math, and it is very important.
You know what that reminds me of? There's a part in the movie Christmas Vacation where he goes out and shows all the lights, and the old man's like, them little lights aren't blinking,
right,
Clark. That's what that reminds
yes,
me of.
Exactly.
Yeah, moments like that.
We absolutely do. That's it. I one of the things I like to do is I get on our Facebook page, and all the comments are always so uplifting, and there's always a few people who find it necessary to complain about this or that, and I always think to myself, yep, that Christmas Vacation thing is exactly what I think. It's like, yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry we didn't have a bathroom right beside you or this or that. You know, I'm sorry you waited. But all in all, when we get on there, it's something that really uplifts our crew. So I really wanted to say thank you to everyone who does that because I can't possibly thank all of them, on Facebook. But thank you for all the kind comments, and it really helps us get through the tough times.
Well, it certainly is a wonderful event, and we're looking forward. I know the whole community is looking forward to it, not just Manhattan, Wamego, but the whole region really looking forward to this show. And again, make sure you tune your radio to B104.7 for the full effect here, because then you get the, as mentioned, it's a pyro musical, synced to music, and patriotic. I'm sure there's some elements of that, and there's some elements of, obviously you mentioned Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and the Chiefs thing. We're looking forward to that, too. I can't wait to see what that will be. Is there anything else as we wrap things up here, Chris?
Well, I'd say definitely tune in, you know, about a quarter till, because the pre-show role that goes on is a really important element to us as well. Every year, Corey puts together an amazing patriotic tribute, recognizing what Independence Day in America is truly about, and that sets the stage as we go forward prior to the show. And then the national anthem is performed and the show fires. So turn in early and hear that message. It's a powerful message each and every year. He does an incredible job just capturing the essence of America, and it kind of reframes you and sets your reference point right for what's about to happen. And I just encourage people, jump on early. Stay safe, folks.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to this, and we appreciate you guys coming out and love being a partners with this great event coming up on the 4th of July. Again, celebrate all week at the City Carnival and Dunk Tank, going on now through, I guess, tomorrow through July 3rd. Kara Hawley, Neil Ebert, Chris Hoopy, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show for today. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by USD 383 folks and also Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism.